Welcome to the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. We are so excited to welcome you on this journey to amplify your impact, skyrocket your business, and change lives through the power of your unique story. Be sure to listen to the daily prayer along with the speaker sessions and participate in the daily challenge to receive not just inspiring information, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And don't forget to download the free gifts provided by each speaker, which is an opportunity to go deeper on what they shared. Enjoy this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome session. This time, and please forgive me, I am still having issues with this cold and my voice, but it's going to be all right because God has blessed us to see another day and be alive at another moment. But I have my biz bestie here today, Nadine Murray, formerly Mullings. It's hard to say that because she just got married like a couple months ago, but she is flourishing in her new role as bonus mom, as wife, as spiritual director, all of this stuff. So I'm so happy to have Nadine on here, and we're going to have a great and wonderful time as she tells us about how she stewards her own story. So Nadine, welcome. You know, this is not the first time we've been together or done things. We do a lot of stuff going back years, at least 10 or 12 years. I know. Wow. When you look at it.
Yes.
Crazy, right?
It's crazy how time flies, but we've known each other for a minute.
Yes. Yes. And we still actually talk to each other and all that.
Absolutely. We still like each other, right?
We still like each other. That's what he said about my husband. Excuse me. Yes. We still like each other. We're still friends. It's so good. God has blessed us so much. So today we're going to talk about stewarding your story and how you do it, because you have a very, very unique way of sharing your story. But before we get into that, let's tell people a little bit about yourself, because you are the co-host of this summit. We're both hosting it together, The Power of Your Story. We did another one just like this last year, The Power of Your Message. And now we're digging deep into the story, and it has totally been amazing for the people that I've interviewed, and I'm sure it's been amazing for you, the people that you've interviewed. And y'all are going to see, we are different and we are alike, and we always bring something to the table that the other person didn't think about, right?
Exactly. And that's what makes a good partnership, I feel, when you guys have the yin and the yang, right?
Yes.
So that's important and good for a partnership.
Yes, definitely. So Nadine, tell us about you and your business, who you serve, and then we're going to jump into the stewarding your story.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Nadine Murray now, right? Even when I say it, it's like, what?
Who is that?
Exactly. And I am the CEO and partner in She Elevates Media. And what we do in She Elevates Media is we help women of faith to really elevate their voice in the marketplace through three key things: authoring a book. The second thing is amplifying their voice through a podcast. And then the third thing is creating a virtual summit, which creates a movement for their message. So I'm happy to be a CEO and partner in She Elevates to really uplift and help women of faith in business who have a God-given message, and they just need that support, that motivation, that encouragement, that team to really create that book, promote that podcast, and actually do a virtual summit and create their own movement. So that is the work that I'm doing in the world today. And that is what I am most excited about.
Well, I'm glad you're excited. I'm excited too. And you actually are, which you did not say, a four-time best-selling author. Yay!
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Carol always encourages me to talk about being a four-time best-selling author, because I hardly do. So it's true. I am a four-time best-selling author and also a podcast host and a speaker. So I speak on lots of stages and podcasts and summits. So I'm an author, speaker, and podcast host too.
Yes. So you know what you're doing. And that's one of the things that you do well, and that's sharing your story. So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why did you choose this category, stewarding your story?
Yeah, I think it's so powerful because stewarding your story is slightly different than just sharing your story, right? So I picked the category steward your story because I think it's very powerful to steward things. And I'll give you two examples of stewardship. In my church, whenever I heard the word steward or they talked about stewardship, it was always about finances. So I was first introduced to stewardship in my church through finances, like be a good steward of the money that you're given, steward it, right? Make sure you give 10% in tithes and offerings and all that good stuff. So it was about how we give back what God has already given to us. That's how you steward something, is really God gave it to you, and it's your responsibility to give back in a way. So with our finances, God allows us to steward our finances by giving back in tithes and offering to the church. Then I realized stewardship was more than just finances. I realized that it's also about stewarding your time. And I'll give a shout out to one of our speakers who's on the summit that really helped me to lean in stewarding your time, Lisa Figgins. And she talks a lot about how we have time, right? And it's important for us to steward our time well. And she always talks about everyone has the same 24 hours, whether you're Oprah Winfrey, whether you're Carol, whether you're me, whether you're, whoever you want to put in there, we all have 24 hours. So we have been gifted the time. One of my favorite quotes is that God has given us life. That is the gift that he's given us. What we do with that life is our gift to him. So because God has gifted us with time, life, breath in our body, it is important for us to steward our time well. That includes giving our time back to him. Stewardship, again, is all about giving and giving back. So how are we stewarding our time, making sure that we're using our time wisely and making sure that we're giving portions of our time back to God and being a good steward of what God has given us? So she taught me a lot about stewardship and time. And then it expanded again when I realized that, man, it's stewarding relationships, it's stewarding, it's anything that God has gifted us with. We have the ability to steward it, right? And so then when it came to picking a category to answer your specific question, I resonated with stewarding your story because it was another example of what God has given us. God has given us the gift of a story, right? We sometimes don't look at it when we go through our trials, when we go through our tribulations, when we go through our struggles, and we don't look at it in the moment that, oh my gosh, this is actually a story, and this story is actually going to help other people. We just look at it as something that we have to deal with in the time. But he's gifted us with this life. He's gifted us with this story. Now we have to steward it. And stewarding it well is making sure that we're giving it back to other people and we're giving God the glory. That's the big part of stewardship and why stewardship is different than managing, right? Because God is a part of the formula with stewardship. So that's why I picked steward your story, because I really resonated with the word stewardship. And yes, it's important to share. Yes, it's important to monetize. Yes, it's important to understand the art of storytelling. But for me, that stewarding your story really hit home.
Excuse me. I agree with you. I agree with you because you've got to safeguard it. You've got to keep it, keep it like you want it. Because when you're sharing your story or stewarding your story, you're telling it like it is. And if you see somebody out there sharing your story, but it's wrong, you can go and correct them. But if you never share your story or you never steward your story to keep it safe, you kind of letting it out in the wild. And that isn't helping anybody because nobody gets the real gist of it. So you got to speak. You got to speak first. You got to tell your story. You got to tell the whole story, and you have to steward it and keep it safe. Definitely.
And I love that you shared that, Carol, because it's something that I had spoke to with another speaker on the summit. We were talking about really taking control of the narrative, right? Sometimes if you allow other people to take control of your story, if you allow other people to tell your story for you, then you're not taking control of the narrative. They may have a different opinion of you. And I used it in the context of celebrities because that's what I could relate to. Like, say if a celebrity has a scandal, and I did say this in another session, and they're like, okay, we got to come out and tell our side of the story
Yeah.
before media gets it out, right? Media
Right.
gives you a narrative of what happened. We have to tell the story for ourselves to get ahead of what media is going to say about it. So I always use that example of really taking control of the narrative. And if we look at it from our story, we have to take control of the narrative, right?
Right.
We have the ability to tell it from our perspective, right? Yes, this thing happened to us, you know, whether it's a cancer diagnosis with Carol or whether it's a layoff, you know, that's what a part of my story. Like, I was laid off from corporate America. I worked a job for 15 years. And for me, it was actually a job that I liked. I was one of those rare individuals that had a corporate job that I was in marketing. I was working for a financial institution and I liked the people that I was working for. I loved the job I was doing. And I probably would have stayed there forever if God didn't push me, you know, out of the nest, kind of like, okay, it's time for you to get out of here and do the thing that I called you to do, which is entrepreneurship. I share of that. I share that to say that a lot of times there's shame attached with layoff. It's almost like, oh, I got fired, or they no longer wanted me, or I wasn't valuable to the company. So there's a lot of shame attached to that. And I think, especially now in the climate that we're going through in the United States with lots of people being laid off, me being able to share my story of actually saying that, hey, my layoff was a gift, right? My layoff was this, it was actually God's pushing me onto the path of entrepreneurship. And I share that from that layoff, I had an option. The company said, hey, you can stay with us and go to the mortgage department for half of your salary. You know, you'd be making commission so you can get back up to your marketing salary, or we can give you a severance package. And I chose to take that severance package, and I
Good for
used that
you.
severance package as seed money to start my business, right? And I never looked back. That was in 2012. So that was a part of my story. That layoff was a part of my story. And I share that because maybe someone's going through that right now. They got laid off from their government job. Maybe they worked for a company for 15 years, like I did, and saw themselves probably staying there forever. But God is actually pushing you on a different path. And I look back and say, thank you, God, because you gave me seed money to start this business. That severance package was what I used and lived off for a year while I was trying to figure out all this entrepreneurship stuff. So that's a part of my story. So really stewarding it, first embracing it, accepting it, whether there's shame attached to it or whether there's like, oh my gosh, I don't want to share that because people might think, hey, she got fired, right? You have to move past that and really embrace your story, number one, and then steward it well and be able to then share it to other people in order to impact and influence and inspire them.
I love that what you're saying, because at the time of us recording this, the United States government is shut down. So there's a lot of people right now that are in flux. They don't know what to do. And I think this summit is just in time for them to realize that, what are you going to do? Are you going to stay on the same trajectory, or are you going to do something different? I remember in 2018, 2019, when we had the last shutdown, so many people jumped out and started their own business because they had been wanting to do it forever anyway. They just needed a push. Like you said, God pushed you out of the nest and said, "Hey, go fly." And you're like, "Oh my gosh, I can fly.
I
Oh wow,
have
this is amazing."
wings. Exactly.
Instead of falling straight to the ground, you flew. So I encourage those of you listen to this, and I'm glad you're here on this summit because this is going to give you some great information. So Nadine, I want to ask you this. How do you feel this category applies to what you're doing and have done in your own business?
I think that this category, steward your story, applies to what I have done in my own business because every aspect of what I've done in business has been based on a story. So I'll share another story in how it impacted my business. When I initially started my business, because I came from corporate and had a corporate background, I was running my agent marketing agency like corporate, right? Like when in corporate, I'm taught to separate faith and business. You don't combine the two, right? Especially in the financial world that I came from. It's like, I'm not going to say, hey, would you like to open a checking and savings account? And do you know Jesus? Right? That's not a part of the
Would you like to
conversation.
pray about it right now?
Exactly. I feel Holy Spirit led to tell you that you need to invest, right? No, 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 no. You cannot do that in corporate America. So I came with the same mindset in my own agency. It's like, okay, I'm not going to talk about religion. I'm not going to talk about my faith. And so I was kind of just behind behind the scenes doing those things. And then God really convicted me and put in my spirit. He said, no, this is different. This is your platform. This is what you have that I have given you. This is for you to steward. And I want you to show your faith, to share your faith, right? So then I'll share that one particular person emailed me and she had a book coming out and it was called 40 Days of Prayer for Your Business. And something in my spirit, when she sent me the email and said, hey, I have a book coming out, 40 Days of Prayer for Your Business, I felt like, man, I need to support her. And I need to purchase 10 books. I got clear instructions from the Holy Spirit. I need to purchase 10 books and have an in-person event and have each person that comes to the event have the book and have her come and speak, right? So the Holy Spirit just downloaded the whole strategy. But and so it was a spirit-led strategy, but it had nothing to do with what I was doing at the time. I was doing marketing workshops and teaching people how to market their business. So how could this whole creating about a event rather about faith and business and prayer, what did that have to do with marketing strategy? It was completely different, but I felt it in my spirit that it was what I needed to do. I did it, and as I sat in the room and I listened to her speak about the power of prayer and her book, and the event sold out. You know, it was a small, intimate event, but it sold out. I was having hard time selling my workshops, but I sold that event out easily.
I
And as I
remember.
sat, exactly, as I
I
sat in the
remember.
room and I listened to her speak, I said, this in my spirit, I felt this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is how I'm supposed to be working with people. So I share that story to say that it's caused me to pivot. It's caused me really stewarding my story, stewarding my instructions has caused me to shift and pivot in my business in the direction that God was sending me in. And that one event was a kickoff to several, as Carol knows, power of events. I had power of prayer, power of faith, power of peace, power. There was tons of
And
in-person events.
even
Even late,
leading to the summits,
it's continued through the summits. So it really is just taking that nudge that the Holy Spirit gives you, even if it feels weird, like what is the point of this? This isn't what I thought, but really being obedient to that and then moving forward with what you're being instructed to do, even if it looks crazy, even if it looks different, even if it wasn't what you initially thought you should be doing. And I think that's been always a part of my business and a part of stewarding my story, and how that plays a role in how I run my business.
Well, you say that, Nadine, and I remember because I was here for the whole thing. I remember you going through that and, not getting anybody to sign up, and then you did that, and you're like, that thing sold out. Wow. And you started doing them. But have you thought about this? God wasn't leading you on a different path. He was leading you down the same path in a different way. Because if you think about it, when you had that power of event, you were helping her to market her book, and you were marketing your services to the people who came to those events, and you got clients from that. So you weren't really, it wasn't one of those things where God said, hey, take a right turn here and we're going down this dirt road. He said, no, keep going, but I just want you to go over to the side a little bit and go down this way. And then now you're here. So, God nudges us in different ways. He puts different things in front of us. Just like me moving to Mexico, I was like, oh, 5 years ago or 6 years ago now, you're going to tell me I was going to move to Mexico. I wasn't even thinking about anything about Mexico. They're going to kidnap me, kill me, or something. None of that has happened. Thank God. Let me knock on some wood around here. But I followed the urgings, and I'm able to do what I wanted to do much better. And I saw that even when you were talking about it, I was like, girl, that wasn't different. That was the same thing. That was the same thing. I love it. I love it.
And I love that you shared that, Carol, because I think that's a good point to remind everyone that's listening that God sometimes packages things differently than what we think. It's a path that's different than what we think. So that's why it's so important to be open and to be obedient. And as you were even sharing your story about Mexico, I always remember that you said, you know, Alvin and I, as we get older, we want to have the freedom to travel and do different things. You may not have had Mexico in your head at the time, but you had the desire of freedom. You had the desire, I think you might have even said, going back to where your husband is from,
Yeah,
you
U.S.
know,
Virgin Islands.
US Virgin Islands. So you still had that planted in you, the freedom, you know, and desire to leave America at some point and to travel. You just didn't know it was Mexico. So I think that's both good examples of, you know, we have desires for things, but we don't know the exact path or the exact package that God is going to put it in, right?
I love that. We brought it all the way in so people can understand it, and I think that's perfect. So my next question for you is, how can listeners, the audience who's hearing this right now, emulate what you've done with your story inside their own business?
Yeah, absolutely. So I always advocate for and push for being spirit-led. So I think that the example of my story when I shared that I got a simple email of somebody, you know, coming out with a new book and then feeling led by the Holy Spirit to support her, purchase the books. How is the Holy Spirit leading you? How are you being prompted? You know, it could be personal. It could be personal, like Carol being prompted to go to Mexico, right? We're all being prompted. A lot of times when we think about prompts nowadays, it's like the prompts that we give AI, like the prompting that we give AI. But I always look at things from a spiritual perspective, and I think that no, it's actually the Holy Spirit is prompting us. So the same way that we can put prompting in AI to give a result for something is the same way the Holy Spirit is prompting us for us to get a result in our life. But we have to pay attention and we have to be aware. So I would say anyone that's listening to this session, what has God been prompting you to do? What has God been prompting you to say? What has God been prompting you that maybe you just weren't taking time to listen, or maybe you did listen, but you just felt fear around it, so you weren't being obedient. So I think that's how people can really steward, you know, their stories and steward what God is asking them to do in this season, is really listening, number one, for the prompting, and number two, not being fearful of what that prompting looks like. Like, oh, you know, Carol could have said, I be kidnapped. I don't want to, you know, she could have had fear around it, but she didn't. She was obedient to the prompting. I could have said, that's not going to make me any money. Why am I going to support somebody else, you know, with their book? Let me No, but I was obedient with the prompting. So I think the best way that people can really take from the lessons that I'm sharing is what, ask yourself the question, what is the Holy Spirit prompting me to do? And maybe I've been fearful of doing it, or I didn't think it was the path or package that I thought it should look like. And how can I step into being obedient to that and see what God has for me?
I love you. I love that you said that. I love you for saying that. And I'm going to bring up something that people probably that is scaring the bejesus out of a lot of people, and that is AI and using it and using the chat bots to do all this stuff. Because now everything's coming at you. Use AI for this, use AI for that. And the reason that I started using AI and thought about it was that, hey, they've put all this information into these chat bots, information everywhere, just all kinds of input. So they kind of know everything, quote unquote, know everything. So if you give them the right prompt, it's going to give you the answers you're seeking. Now we look at the spiritual world. God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, they know everything that we're going to do, what we're supposed to do, how famous we're going to be or non-famous, what kind of life we're going to live. But if we, like you said, if we pay attention to those prompts, those nudges, those, wait a minute, what was that? Then we can have a better life. And we can share what we have in our life with others in a better way that makes them want to do it too. Because I had mentioned before, I'm just sharing about, being in Mexico or whatever. And several people I've met here in Mexico that I talked to in the States in these groups that I'm in who said, I'm moving there because of you. Or I want to try there because of you, because I shared my story, and because I've been stewarding this story and not just saying one day I just flippantly said I'm moving to Mexico. No, the whole story, Nadine, you were there when I was prepping, when I was planning, when I was thinking. And in the beginning, I didn't even know where we were going. I just knew we were leaving. So we have to, I love that you put God in there because God knows everything. If we listen to those prompts that He's given us and really think about it, we got it. We got it. We can steward our store the right way to what we want. Okay, my
And
fine. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I just want to add into that because, and that is why stewarding is so important. It's a spiritual thing. You can share, and it's important to share. We talk about it in the summit all day long about sharing, but stewarding is what Carol said. It's putting God in the mix. It's making sure God gets the glory. God is directing you, God is getting the glory. That's all about stewardship, and that's why it's so important to steward our stories well. We have the risk. God has gifted us with money, He's gifted us with time, He's gifted us with health, He's gifted us with a story. We have to steward it well. And it's not even just for us, it's for the people, as Carol mentioned, who hear your story. It's the ripple effect that we're attached to. It's like someone just hearing you and your story says, will come back 10, 20 years and say, because of you as a candy striper, I'm now the head of this
I
department,
know,
right?
right?
I'm the RN head of this department because you simply was a good steward of your story and you shared it and you gave God the glory of what he was prompting you to do. So yeah, definitely super important.
All right, so my last question here, which kind of wraps this all up, what's the lesson that God has taught you about your story?
That it's a masterpiece and it's a work in progress. And I never thought I would say that, but that just came in my spirit, right? That I think that it's a masterpiece because everything that I've been through is for a reason, right? And it's created who I am today. And that is the masterpiece of it, right? Our master has created us to be masterpieces. So nothing was, like it says in scripture, nothing was without purpose, right? As much as we feel like, why did this happen to me? Or why did I have to go? God always turns things around for our good. So your story is a masterpiece, right? But it's also a work in progress. And why is it a work in progress? Because a year from now, I probably have a different story to tell or something else to add on to my story, right? So it's still being, I don't like when people say your story's still being written, but you're still going through it. Once you're alive and you have breath in your body, it's still at work, right? So I would say that your story is a masterpiece and a work in progress.
I love that. And that is so true with all of us. It's a masterpiece and a work in progress. And we don't know the end. We don't know where we pivot or where we stop or wherever, but we're just living this life, the life that God has blessed us with to our bestest ability. So before I let you go, because this has been amazing and wonderful as I knew it would be, tell us the awesome gift you have for everyone, y'all, and the link is below, so I want you to go get it. And then after that, Nadine, tell us how we can find you in these internet streets.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we've mentioned from this summit, there's power in your story. Your message matters. And I'm really giving you a free download where it helps you to be powerful in how you share your story through marketing, right? Through the avenue of marketing. So it talks about two key ways that you can market and promote your story. One is a spiritual way, one is a strategic way, right? So I encourage both the spirit and the strategic. So in the download, you'll have the ability to learn about how you market and promote your story through being spirit-led and also being strategic. So that's the download that I am offering the audience today. And how people can reach me, the best way to reach me is my website, which is currently still my maiden name. I'm still working on how whether I need to change that or what's going to be the shift or pivot in that, but everything has been built on nadinemullings.com. So I encourage you to go to nadinemullings.com to learn more about the work that I do and how I help. If you're looking for a speaker, that will be the place to go for my personal brand. My business brand, She Elevates Media. If you're looking to do those three things that we talked about today, which is publishing a best-selling book, also launching a podcast and being a virtual summit host so you can create your own movement, then I would encourage you to go to sheelevatesmedia.com. So if you want to learn more about that side and the business, go to sheelevatesmedia.com. If you want to learn a little bit about me and how I can help as an author, speaker, or podcast home, go to nadinemullings.com. So that's how people can connect with me.
All right. Thank you so much, Nadine. You've been amazing. My voice is going out and I can barely get through this, but just hearing you talk about stewarding your story has been amazing. And I know it's going to help some people out there. So I want to make sure that y'all click that link and download her free gift. Go and search her out. Before she changes her name, I'm sure it'll probably redirect or something if she changes the name. We don't know what's going on. And then the next thing I want you to do is stay tuned for the next speaker because this is not the end. And thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you.
Thank you for listening to this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. If you haven't already, be sure to listen to the daily prayer at the top of the page and make sure you check out the daily challenge. The challenges are specific to each category and are located at the bottom of the page. Are you thinking that you won't be able to listen to, learn from, or enjoy each of the 24 interview sessions? No worries. Simply upgrade to the Power of Your Story All Access Premium Pass. You'll get lifetime access to all 24 recordings, plus the Power of Your Story swag bag worth over $2,555. There's no better time than right now to create and promote your story and skyrocket your business, and you'll have access to the tools you need forever. Click the link to upgrade right here on the page. Thank you again, and stay tuned for the next speaker.